And now we join Diana O'Carroll for our question of the week.
This week, I'm going backwards for Christmas.
Hi, I'm Carrie from St. Louis, Missouri in the United States, and I'd like to know why it feels weird to move backwards.
Why is it that the forward-facing seats get filled up first on the train?
This is Don Parker. I'm a scientist at the University of Washington. I've been studying the sense of balance system and motion sickness since the early 60s. So there are two basic reasons for motion sickness. One is you have conflicting motion cues from the sense of balance system in the inner ear, the vestibular system, and the eyes. The other problem is you get conflicting cues about your orientation. I've been studying which way is up for most of my life, and that's a problem. The effects of conflicting signals about how you're moving and how you're oriented are you get dizzy. Why does riding backwards make you motion sick? Well, the major reason is if you're riding facing forward, either in a bus that you can see out of, in a car if you're a child, or you're on a train riding forward, if you are facing forward, you can predict, you can prepare for turns. You can see out the window and see the bank of the curve. If you're in a car, you can see where turns are coming up. You can predict what's going to happen, and consequently, your ability to predict lets you lean into a turn. This reduces the disorientation that you feel. Why do people riding backwards get motion sick? Because they can't make those predictions that you can make when you're riding forward.
The same thing occurs when we get travel sick in the car. Your eyes, when looking at objects within the car, tell your brain you're not moving, whilst your vestibular system knows very well that you are. The two messages differ to the extent that you start to feel nauseous, and this is what Tommy A300 said on the forum. But why are some people more sensitive than others? Perhaps that's for another question of the week. Speaking of which, here's one from Leslie from Leicester.
I have a friend who can't see anything written in red or green on a whiteboard. Being the curious person I am, I've tried to get him to explain why this is, but unfortunately he can't remember much of his diagnosis. I've also tried to search on the internet, but can't find any similar reference. Anything to do with pens on whiteboards. Only to do with general colourblind individuals not being able to see red laser points on a whiteboard. However, he swears he's not even colourblind in any other way. If one of your team could solve this mystery for me, I'd be most happy. Thank you.
What could be preventing this guy from being able to see red and green pens on a whiteboard? Normally, colourblindness only stops people from being able to differentiate between certain colours. But if you have an answer, then write to chris@thenakedscientists.com and put your thoughts on the forum, and that can be found at thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Thank you very much, Diana. That was Diana O'Carroll with our question of the week. And as always, if you have a problem that you can't solve and you think needs Diana's special treatment, then get your question to us, chris@thenakedscientists.com. But that's all we have time for this week. Next week, we're looking at advances made in preventing and treating HIV. We'll find out how researchers are studying the structure of the virus to try to develop new treatments and to prevent infection in the first place with vaccines. If you've got any questions or comments for us, you can email us at chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can post a comment on our Facebook page, or you can tweet @NakedScientists. If you'd like to catch up with anything we've done, see our experiments, or follow up on any of the news stories we've covered, join us online at thenakedscientists.com. Many thanks to our production team this week. That's Tom Simpkins, Diana O'Carroll, Miracintha Lingam and Sarah Castor-Perry. Thanks to Tobias Schneider for joining us, and we'll be back with more great science next week.
The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at thenakedscientists.com.